Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game week. After a season where I've made a hash with a rash of rash decisions, will I come out in a rash if I sell Rashford? These and other questions answered on today's edition of Game Week. Dan Pryor knowledge here to keep or not to keep the champion of children's hunger. That is the first question on Game Week, Danny Pryor. Have you sold Rashford?
No, but I might do.
Oh, I don't understand the thought of keeping him with the blank in 32. I know. I don't get why you wouldn't sell him.
Well, he misses this week. Next week, he's missing anyway. And then the week after, he could be back. 27th is his return date.
They're quite vague, though, aren't they? They've been quite vague. Ten Hag said a few games. He's going to miss a few games.
Oh, yeah, but now he said that he might be back for the Seville return leg. Which puts him a bit more in. And FPL updated it to say 27th, which is means he only misses 1 week, technically.
Right, yeah. But I was going to get rid of him because of the blank coming up. Oh, actually, he was potentially going to be got rid of. But I don't think he's going to start against Spurs on the 27th, surely, if he's just returning from injury. I just think he's easily brought back in because he's still so cheap, isn't it, at 7.2?
It depends when you bought him, Dyson, doesn't it? If you got on him early like I did, then it's actually...
Oh, here we go. He's going to make out like he had him all season.
I lose him 0.3. I got him at 6.9.
Making out like you've had him all season. You've only had him since he came back from the World Cup, haven't you?
Yeah.
You have had him.
Which has been his coincided with his incredible form.
Yeah.
He's been one of my best buys of the season. He had a little blip there.
But he's been an absolute bargain, hasn't he? He's been a must-have, obviously.
So I lose a bit of value is the point. So I lose about 0.3. So it doesn't work out so great for me to sell him. But I might have to in order to get other players in that have good game weeks coming up, i.e. Salah away to Leeds. I've seen everyone else has already bought him, but Haaland has been a popular purchase as well.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Wow, genius. This is what people come here for, this kind of...
not Haaland, sorry. I got my names wrong. Yeah, not Haaland, although that is a good buy as well.
It's a great tip, Sam. I think you find he's like the most prolific striker the Premier League's ever seen. But yeah, thanks for the heads up on that one.
I got my names mixed up there.
Who did you mean?
Grealish.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. Grealo, yeah, true. Fair play. If you're going to get a Man City midfielder...
He's just returned 2-12, isn't he? And he seems to be starting a lot.
Grealish is the way to go. Yeah, yeah. Certainly, if you've got... A lot of people saved their free hit for 32, which is a blank for a lot, including Man City.
Well, I was going to do that, and now I've changed my mind because... I think I've got 8 players already that are sorted for that week. So I only need 2 more, which would be to get 10. I'm not really that bothered about missing a goalkeeper. Yeah. And then I can do a free hit for 34, which means...
Oh, so that's what you're going to do for the double. That's
load
worth
up.
Keeping for that, isn't it? Yeah, yeah, that's a good idea. Well, I've still got my wild card, so I'm going to...
What a waste of time.
Yeah, I'm planning ahead for the blank, and then I'll use the double... I mean the wild card, sorry, for 34, and then okay. Just load up on some doublers, and then take it from there.
Nice.
I think it's not. I don't think it's the best chip strategy, but it's just how things have worked out, and that's how we are. But
yeah, we've had a pretty good week, didn't you?
I've had an all right week in the last one. 68 points. The average was 54.
56.
Quite pleased with that. Yeah, very average for you, Price.
Let me tell you.
Slightly. Yeah.
It was incredibly above average. I was in breaking into the top 100,000 again. It was one of the best game weeks of the season. And then that Liverpool-Arsenal game completely mashed up my whole game week. I think because there's probably the people who quit ages ago have Salah as captain and that's just there as a default. And then Martinelli, who's been probably my most annoying player this season because I had him. He's the opposite of my Rashford.
The first half.
Yeah, I had him all the way up. Switched him for Odegaard because Odegaard just kept kicking it. And everyone was saying that Trossard was going to start coming in instead of...
Yeah.
And the Arsenal fans, I was reading it, they were annoyed with Martinelli. And then now... Odegaard has barely registered anything.
He had a little rough patch, Martinelli, and I stuck with him through his rough patch, and he just comes out scoring every game now, doesn't he? Absolute bargain as well, like you say. So he came good for me. But it was just a nice week where all the bench just got like ones and twos. So I was quite pleased. I was like, good. Well, I mean, because even though some defenders like Arsenal and Liverpool defenders did rubbish, at least like I didn't have a big score on the bench, which is always, that makes me feel better about myself. But I mean, the points were mainly down to your hot tip, Haaland, obviously.
Well, I didn't captain him, did you?
Yeah, I captained him, yeah.
That's a risk because of that return from... injury, it wasn't 100% nailed on. It'd start. I went with Rashford, which was a safe option. Which was better than some with Matoma. Watkins wouldn't have been a bad shout either, playing against your mob.
Oh, just ridiculous, Watkins, isn't it? I've really missed the boat on Watkins, and I just thought, finally, he's blanked, and then he scored that stupid late goal against Forest just to really rub salt into my wounds. Just absolutely pointless goal to give away late on. But yeah, I mean, my main points were Haaland, Martinelli, De Bruyne, Rashford. That's about it, really, and De Gea in goal, but it wasn't. The week before that, because we haven't done one since the big double, and we're all in the 100 plus club for that, weren't we, Dan? I mean,
what did you get?
I got 125. You got more? I know that.
139. Yeah, my bench.
139. Oh, the benchy boost. Yeah, it was a nice time. It was a nice playing time to play the bench boost, wasn't it?
First time I think we've ever left it so late. We normally have that used up and chucked out.
Yeah. We're learning. It's almost like we're learning things down the well, it's like your rise to prominence has been emphatic. I still suspect that you're paying someone for information. I don't know.
I have somebody in another league that I feel like that. They're having an unusually good league. Have you got any friends on that? And I'm going, this isn't stuff
you
they
are
would
in.
Do. This isn't stuff they would do. Their thing used to be that they spent points on transfers every week, which they are just, and they've just been starting to catch me up a bit now. And I'm like, this is stuff. You wouldn't do that. I don't know. Why would he buy
that's true.
And also very much copied a lot of my player team as well, I might add, when it was their
And your conspiracy
Mings?
Theory.
Where did they get
You've
Mings
been saying
in?
That to that's... me for years. You're copying my team. You're paranoid, aren't you? Paranoid delusions on FPL.
Mings has been a cracking boy. But...
I can't believe the turnaround in Mings under Unai Emery. I did not predict that.
Villa in general,
Yeah, Villa have become quite impressive, haven't they? Because I don't think they even played that well against Forest. We were the masters of our own downfall in that game. I mean, what the hell? What's his name? Oh, old Voldemort was doing. He's been at fault for a couple of goals now. Voldemort for Nottingham Forest, of course. What's his name?
John Joe.
Yeah, he's been at fault for. He's gave away a penalty, and he basically set up the Aston Villa first goal by passing to the guy. I just feel like we didn't need to sign him. I mean, there's so many players.
I remember you being quite happy with him, and I was saying I'm not.
Yeah, but he's proven to be a bit of a liability defensively. Like,
and how's Jaylings?
In the box, he's Jaylings. Don't dwell on Jaylings, because that was a little gamble, a little season gamble. Have a little flutter, see if we get anything out of it.
Open bus parade when he joined. He was on the doing his sign with his clothes thrown out to people.
It's not. He's a gambler that hasn't really paid off. I think he has been quite injury prone as well, which doesn't help.
Oh, who would have thought?
Chris Wood is out for the rest of the season, and he's only scored one goal for us since we signed him. So there's a lot of disastrous signings that we've made.
Well, on the bus side, you've got Man U, Liverpool, Brighton coming up, and Brighton away, which isn't really so great.
I know. We have got the hardest run in, so we're staring relegation in the face.
Yeah, I've done a bit of maths of who's got what, and
It's nigh on impossible for us to stay up against these teams.
Unless your home form, which was what you seem to be quite good at, that little draw against City.
But the only good thing is, because Man United swept us aside in the League Cup, and because they've got a couple of injuries, this is like the best chance time we could play Man United at home. But even still, I think I'm living in dream world if our form's going to suddenly turn around.
Have you got your eye on Martial?
I'm never falling for the Martial trick ever again. No, you can't tell me you have.
Well, he's nice price if Tony finally gets suspended for one thing or the other, his yellow card or his gambling malarkey. He's a good price. He came straight back in with a goal, got an assist.
Whenever I've owned him, he's never delivered.
Might be a good differential, so, that's what I say.
Well, it might be a good differential. Your mate who's... You see what your mate does who's paying to get a... see what he does. It's true that acting out of character is the big thing, isn't it? When suddenly... Because everyone has lucky seasons, right? So, everyone has suddenly you're doing really well. You're having a lucky season. Everything you touch turns to gold. We've all had them. But it's when they suddenly change their whole way of playing the game that is a sign that they're paying someone for this information, and you are a suspect. You're a chief suspect in that department. You should have to publish your bank statements to prove that you're not paying some tipster.
That seems relatively unnecessary.
you can blank everything out, but just I want to see this £5 a month go into.
If I blanked everything out, how are you going to see everything? I would just blank out.
You can redact all the other information and just show us. It's like Donald Trump publishing his tax returns. I want a complete transparency on what's happening with you. Because I mean, you could say that you're acting out of character, really. Because long term listeners to this podcast will know that it hasn't always been like this, has it, Dan? So what do you put your resurgence down to then, if it's not a paid service?
I've got used to the new chips, that's all.
What?
We never used to have captain and vice captain. Bench boost, free hips. Got to get used to it all.
But you've got to admit there's a bit of an element of luck then involved, isn't there? If you're not having some sort of...
Yeah, what is an element of luck for anyone? Anyone who tells you that Haaland's definitely going to score at the weekend, even though he probably is, so you don't know for sure. There's an element of luck in there. We're not in control of any of it. It's ludicrous. Have you had your eye on the other players? I had half an eye on Billing. Speaking of
Billing,
for my tips.
lovely. Yeah, he's doing well, isn't he?
But their running's a bit squiffy, but he just came off. He's had three double point scores in the last four or five weeks.
I know, he's amazing. Him at Tavernier as well seems to be quite good for them, but he doesn't always start. I mean, if I was going to get any, but I can't bring myself to sign anything with players, it would be Billing. Certainly.
Yes,
I mean, that's why I'm not making many transfers at the moment. I was pleased that Isak finally got me a goal, because since I signed him, he didn't work out too well in the double when I had him. Because he seems to be sort of swapping with Callum Wilson. But
that made sense. He said about Wilson's good run of form against West Ham. I mean, we should remember that every season. Wilson just can't stop scoring against West Ham because they murked him so much when he didn't join.
That's why he does the special dance. But I mean, Isak does look very good, but I just think he's going to keep rotating. So I don't know if I can carry on with him.
Unless he goes two up front again. That was
which he says he might do.
Speaking of West Ham, half an eye on Bowen, but his fixtures are really not good after this week,
and they're just really as well. They're so dodgy looking, West Ham, at the moment, aren't they? I mean, they should be miles out of it by now with the amount of talent in that squad, but this insistence of sticking with Moyes despite the players looking like they're really not up for it.
What about Chelsea? Have you got any other players?
No, I did have Chilwell for a little bit. For I think it was a free hit I put Chilwell in, but he's the only one that's... I mean, they're all over the shop, aren't they? I think they're possibly looking... They might even be worse now under Lampard than Potter, if you can imagine such a thing. Strange appointment, wasn't it? I'm not certainly not putting any in at home to Brighton. In fact, I'll be starting with my Brighton players, I think, for that game, because frankly, they're still all over the shop, aren't they? Scooping Yana Matoma at home away at Chelsea could do some damage.
Yeah, it looks good. You say he would have got an assist that last week if they'd given the penalty that they probably should have had.
Exactly. That handball.
This is the other one. There was a lot of controversy in that game. Yeah. Just moved past it. Min, though, scoring with a great goal and a home fixture to Bournemouth. They got a couple of tricky games after this, but from game week 35, it's Palace, Villa, Brentford, Leeds. He's a lot of money, but he said something interesting post-match that he'd been able to move into different positions to where he had before under Conte. He kind of said it in a manner of speaking, but he made it essentially sound like before, when he was under Conte, he was getting asked to either be in the box to receive crosses or put crosses in and not necessarily shoot from that position, whereas he would always back himself to shoot from that position and score.
Nice.
You know, he did. They were kind of very common goals for him, those.
He did, yeah. So it was someone told him to shoot, so he thought, all right, I'll have a go. Just do that more often. Well, yeah, the crowd should be telling him, shoot, because he's had a really poor season compared to last year's golden boot season. Mm. I did have him for his hat-trick, which was amazing timing.
I remember that, yeah.
I'm tempted to go back in.
Yeah, well, he's had returns in three of the last 4 weeks. His differential is going to be great. There's some tricky fixtures coming up. But from 35 onwards, I see no reason not to have him
definitely for the run then. And have you got Kane in yours still?
No, he's been one of them that I've just, he's scoring every week, isn't he? But until this week, he's not been a massive amount of points. He's just been getting the six and not necessarily the bonus. I think this was the first week where he's got a full free bonus. He's a lot of money for 6 points, you know. He's consistent, but it's a lot of money just for 6 points.
Yes.
But him against Bournemouth at home, I have to say that I'm not looking forward to that.
Well, exactly. But I've got a real issue with Darwin Nunes that I, for some reason, brought back in. But then I just look at his fixtures, Leeds away, Forest at home, then West Ham away, and I just think if he's not going to score in those,
he's going to score.
When is he going to score? Well, Mo Salah is
going to score. Welcome him in. Get him in the team, Matt.
I think the days of being a Salah dodger are over. So
yeah,
I think
it's a Haaland dodger.
I might well bring him in for De Bruyne next week.
I wonder when the last time you ever had Salah was. Can you remember?
Oh no, it would be the first time ever. I mean, I've never owned him. Because I refused.
But surely his first.
Maybe I had him when he was at Chelsea. Actually,
he was terrible at Chelsea. But when he first started doing well that first season, you wouldn't have gone like, "Oh, I'm not getting him because it's ruining the game." That would have been.
Yes,
you'd have got him then.
I presumably did at some point. You're right. Yeah, I must have done.
This could be a beautiful
Then I took a weird stance. So, but yeah, I mean, it's looking like in the blank. A home to Forest is a
back him against Forest.
The Forest game is coming. Yeah, it's hard to not have Salah for that, isn't it? But yeah. I did get rid of Rashford.
Okay.
I, since the resurgence under Roy, I have gone back in to Crystal Palace.
What?
There are a couple of good Palace options. Yes, yeah, you heard me right. Look at the fixtures, Dan. Reborn under Roy.
They're not really bold. Vieira had really hard fixtures, and now he's all the winnable fixtures.
They're reinvigorated. Southampton away, Everton at home, Wolves away, West Ham at home. What a little run of fixtures for any of their... Elise is the one I've gone for. Eze I could have gone for, equally good. Even Ayew seems to be having a return to form under Roy. I'd be quite happy with any of them. They're all about 5.4 million.
Just remind me which season was his form season.
He's been all right in patches over his career, hasn't he?
Three goals last season, one the year before that. Wow, what a return.
No, I don't look at the stats. We've all known Joe. I'm talking about when he was at Swansea. Was he at Swansea? Was that his brother? He used to be all right. His brother's at Forest now. His brother's like 37 or something. We signed him as well. Just thought we might as well keep the signings coming in. Andre, are you? Are you guys? What's your classic pun about the Goonies?
I just remember Are You Guys, but yeah, I don't know.
Are you?
It was a long while ago.
Someone in the Are You Guys.
Don't try and move from you saying that it's a return to form. Okay. So you gone for Are You or you gone for Elise?
No, basically, I've got Elise because like he gets assists and he's potentially got goals, I think, from free kicks in him. And I just think they look. They certainly seem to be happier. They're playing with a smile on their face. The shackles are off, etc., etc. I think they've got some nice fixtures. So I thought I want at least one of those Palace guys in there for that.
I don't really want a team of people playing with smiles on their faces. I prefer
angry
one. Not a bunch of Ronaldinho's going around like, oh yeah, this don't matter. I'm just having a laugh, doing some back heels. You want a few people going, no, this matters to the fans.
Now you've mentioned Son having a smile on his face, I'm very tempted by him coming back in there.
Maybe not straight away. I mean, if I was getting
Newcastle, it's just for the Bournemouth game, it feels like. It's like Newcastle away, then Man United at home, then Liverpool away, really hard.
And he won't have a double in 34 either.
But I don't know if there's anyone else I've massively got my eye on. I'm just trying to navigate the blank, and I think I've got enough to get through that. And stubbornly sticking with Darwin, even though I don't have much faith in him. Someone actually literally just tweeted, Roberto tweeted, please tell me there's going to be a game week podcast before the deadline. I need to know what Dyson is doing and do the opposite, This is what I've become now, what Dyson does.
Don't get in the past.
You're making Barbie images, Barbie memes of me calling me an FPL jinx. You know, it's been a tough season, but you know.
Well,
You cannot deny it. Who are you going to captain for this one, Pryor?
Probably Haaland.
Yeah, Leicester at home, really.
It feels like a bonanza of goals, doesn't it? And I mean, Salah because of how bad Leeds did against Palace. So I might do a -4. I've not done many of them this week. I need to get rid of Rashford and then Fernandez, who's bound to do something now that he's playing Forest, but I need to get
Bruno was Bruno
he's suspended for the next cup game.
You're suspended
in
it's not in this, is it? Great. I thought I heard something about him.
I just want to say before we forget, the game week cup commenced. If you have cups on the league, I don't know if you actually made it into it because it had a sort of qualifying round.
Hey, I made it into the cup. I'm actually doing quite well in the cup.
I lost by 3 points. Oh. I'm out straight away to someone called their team name is IU For Real.
No way. Amazing.
Disgusting.
Beautiful timing. I am flying in the cup. And to me, I've always focused on the cup rather than the league. It's always been much more exciting. I've beat Surfboard Bananas, John Fawkes, absolutely hammered him with my 125. And then the 68 against 52 last week with the Accrington Gym. Mark Green, I'm playing.
You had to play a knockout round. Yeah, I didn't have
Robert
to do that.
Robert Alcock in the next round. You know, yeah.
And top of the game week league is... is this the game week league? Yes, Mahalan Drive. Jason Tang. I don't recognise this team name at all. Where's this come from? But he's there anyway.
He's a new league top. Oh, yeah, he's not been up there for... I mean, we haven't checked for a while, yeah. Mulholland Drive. Yeah, very nice. Very nice name, if we're going on film references. Yes, well done, Jason.
On that note...
We'll see you on the other side. It may be a fancy, but it's f***ing serious.
Game week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.